We are live, Mr. Gracie Show 116. Yeah, baby.
What's up? 116. I love it. Oh, today's my son's 16th birthday. Perfect.
Hey, how did that work out?
Hey, happy birthday to Phoenix. 16 today.
Little P. Well, I'm going to call you Big P because I don't want that to get construed with something else. But happy birthday, Big P.
Yeah.
16, 6 foot three.
He's almost 6'4", so he's a tall, strapping young man.
Tall drink of water, as they say. Ladies, take a number, get in line. All the applications have to go through Uncle John, so send them my way. I'll go through them, make sure you're up to the standards. Only 18 or over, though, because P goes older. He doesn't go younger. And if I'm looking at him, that's right. Yeah, right. And then he's about 25. He's going to go for the 20s. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We know how that goes. Uh-huh. Isn't that funny? When you're younger, you want to date older. And then when you're older, you're like, nah, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you could go back in time, Chad, and do it all over again, would you?
What?
Life.
Life. Life.
Like, if God said right now, boom, we could reset you, start it over. And of course, don't weigh into the fact that you might not have your kids. Like, let's pretend that they could be there somehow if you did. Like, let's not bring that into the equation.
I don't know. I mean, I've had some crazy shit happen in my life, but I don't know if I would go back and I don't think I would go back and change anything.
Hell no.
I mean, you are who you are because of those things and you are where you are. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I think, you know, there's a plan and your life works out the way it's supposed to work out.
Yeah.
Whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but you know,
for better or for worse.
For better or for worse. Exactly. For richer or for poorer, till death do us part.
And that's right. Death do us part. I don't know if I spoke about it here, but Larry David was saying he was going to renew his vows on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And, his wife was like, yeah, so we got to do to all eternity or whatever. He's like, no. He's like, it's till death do us part. He's like, when we're dead, he's like, there's no way I'm still married to you. He's like, death is it, lady. That's all you got.
Of course he would. Fucking the guy's hilarious, dude.
That's so great, though. You don't think about that, but yeah, you're going to renew your vows and she tries to add in through all eternity. You're like, wait a second. That wasn't the original. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. This life is long enough. So it's fine. Yeah.
I thought I had 60 years of misery with you just on this planet. Now you want all eternity.
Oh, he did a whole skit with the MAGA hat. Do you remember that? Do you ever see those?
No.
I don't know what his political affiliation was, but it's still fucking funny because he's like, he's at a sushi restaurant and you know, it's the packed bar and there's one seat beside him and someone comes to sit down and he just whips out his MAGA hat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, oh, we can't sit here.
That's
and
right.
Then he's in a car and he cuts off some biker guy and the guy's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And he puts on his MAGA hat and the guy's like, oh, okay, man, it's no problem. It's funny though. I mean, it's hilarious.
Back when, I mean, it still has a little bit of, but it's way less. I mean, you would get in trouble for wearing a MAGA hat back in the day.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Uh-huh. And meanwhile,
I'm offended. Uh-huh.
Yeah, meanwhile, majority of the people supported the MAGA hat, as we saw in the 2020 election. Oh, but those vocal minorities, bro, they just
speaking of those people, there we got the No Kings this weekend. Ooh, thank
and
you.
And do we have
and
any kings
or
do
job?
We
have no kings? I don't know if you saw my video I put up. I stirred up a lot of fucking negative comments on that one, but it was hilarious. Yeah. I mean, listen. I had to do it. I was compelled. I'm like, you idiots, you're out here. No kings. Well, guess what? No matter what you do, we haven't had a king since 1776. And you fucking morons would have been the ones who were like, oh no, we want to stay with the crown because we're safe with the crown. You wouldn't have been the patriots. I love how they're all marching around saying they're patriots now and waving the flag again. They're all waving their flags. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Wait, was the flag not racist for the past 8 years? But all of a sudden, you think it's going to work to your advantage to bring people back to your party. So now you're all waving your American flags again. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Insane.
They're pathetic. They're all – it's just wild, man. It's, you know, there's a term for them. It's called useful idiots. They think that they're doing something, and they think that they're on the right side of history. But like the no kings were finding out. Maybe Bobby can put up that video. We're finding out no kings protest was funded.
Oh yeah,
about $249 or $94 million by George Soros and the Tides Foundation and the Ford Foundation and Warren Buffett and the Rockefellers, like all the globalists funded your little stupid fucking no kings thing.
Right.
And guess what they are? They're all oligarchs.
Yeah. And if it was such,
they want to bring power in and control everybody. And once, if they do that, guess what happens to you useful idiots that march for them? They fucking kill you all. They take you all out. They don't want revolutionaries. They want them to get into power, but once they're in power, they don't want the revolutionaries. They want to kill them.
Right. Your usefulness is used up.
Bye-bye.
And it's so funny. If it was the biggest rally ever, why did you have to use fake pictures and all that jazz to prove that it was? Because it wasn't. Even with all that funding. Bobby, you got that video that Chad sent earlier? Even with 294, 249, whatever the millions were, it still wasn't the biggest rally.
Right. There was another video I didn't send, but this, yeah, let's watch this one first.
Let's see if I can go here with it.
In some of the numbers of the people invested in this thing real quick. So, because I tried to get this to Damon, but it was late. This is Seamus Bruner on X, and I verified this. They traced 294+ million. $1 million to the official No Kings 2.0 partners and organizers, all funneled through the same Riot Inc. dark money networks. Arabella Network, $79.7 million. Soros Network, $72.1 million. Ford Network, $51.7 million. Tides, another Soros Foundation, $45.5 million. Rockefeller Foundation, another globalist pile of crap, $28.6 million. And Buffett, Warren Buffett, $16.6 million. These people do not care about freedom. They want one world totalitarian government, and these morons are protesting no kings by the kings of the planet. So just, it's just more complete nonsense that these people, the stupidity is just
irony of the whole day of the no kings thing is so rich, given that they are the party of not only tyranny, but anything close to a monarchy. Even going back to, the Democratic Party has ruled by fiat for as long as we can all remember. Mm-hmm. The executive orders, I don't know exactly what the numbers are.
By fiat?
But even going back to FDR, I think when he came in, he issued something like 1,000.
Yeah.
In the first couple years. Biden was not on that pace, but
at least FDR, who was a disgrace, at least he wanted America to be the front and the center of the globalist. He wanted all the scams to run directly through America. They're outsourcing the scams now.
Oh, yeah.
Can I pop in some of the numbers of the people invested in this thing real quick?
All right,
so, because I tried to get this to Damon, but it was late. This is Seamus Bruner.
Thank you. Yeah, it's. And the very fact that they're. What are you doing, John?
Sorry.
Oh, thought you're looking to something.
Yeah, no, I was looking to get us right. I had me big, you small.
Oh. No, the fact that they're allowed to protest tells you that you don't have a king.
Right.
I mean, right there. If he was a king, he would fucking come in with stormtroopers and destroy all your protests. You wouldn't be allowed to protest, but you're allowed because even though we don't believe in what you're talking about, you're still, we believe in the right, in your right to do it. Like,
yeah.
So go do it. That's the difference about our side and your side, is that you want to shut down all of our speech. We're fine with letting you say your crazy shit. But then on the other hand, you have to deal with the consequences of your crazy shit.
True.
Period.
Chad, when you get a moment, can you check and see if you got that email that I sent to Jackson and Kristen, our guest coming up? Wasn't it FDR that was I think he was voted in for 4 terms, but died before that 4th term came up. I think it was FDR.
Yeah. FDR was 4 terms. Yeah. No, he died during his 4th term.
Oh, he actually I thought he got voted in for the 4th, but died before it came about. I could be wrong.
I know he served part of it.
And what was the deal with that? Cause we were in war. Like, how did he get that going?
There were no term limits then after he was. they voted in term limits, two terms.
Oh, so it just worked out before that, that only presidents.
No one else had ever gone more than two terms.
Wow. I thought it was like a thing all the way from the get. I didn't realize they had to do that afterwards. Wow. So I guess they looked at previous things and were like, so what was the deal with that though? So did they not like the job he was doing, or were they like, all right, this could just be a bit much? Because I think three terms should really be it, dude. I feel like that first term is like you're kind of learning the job. And then by the second term, you kind of got, you're in the mix and stuff, and you could really get stuff accomplished. And then by the time you kind of know the position, it's like you're out, you know? So I could see.
Yeah, I don't know the history of why they chose two terms instead of three, but there were no term limits up until FDR. I know that.
And wow.
I think after four terms, they were like, I mean, that's probably some nefarious reason why they did. Who fucking knows? But yeah.
Yeah. Well, because then I guess you get somebody who knows the system too well, and then you got a fucking Putin of Russia that just, you know, he has elections, but I don't know how.
I mean, after three terms, you've figured out how to freaking stay in power and keep
right.
going.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, because that guy's way too powerful to even campaign against at that point.
Oh, you know? Same with Xi. Yeah, Xi and Putin. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Xi... Is Xi voted in? I don't think so, right? Like, he just...
I think he was originally, but now he's made himself, like, the permanent president until he dies.
Yeah. That's amazing you could do that.
That was the other thing about the No Kings thing is, like, it was, at least in New York, it was one of the sponsors was the Communist Party of America. And all kinds of socialist parties are sponsoring the No Kings. It's like, do you people, like, the whole thing was basically friggin' white boomer liberals, right? You barely saw anybody of color in any of these friggin' protests.
Right.
Do you white liberals really know that the Communist Party is sponsoring this thing? I mean, you grew up in America. You love America, obviously. I hope you do. I think you're just confused about where your Democrat Party really is. It's been taken over by far left radicals. Sorry to say, but that's what's happened. So do you really want to have the Communist Party of America sponsoring the event that you're attending? And do you actually know that? So either you know it and don't care, or don't know about it, in which you should know about it. Like, is that the people that you want to support for real? Like, I'm serious.
I mean, any way you cut it, if you're joining a protest, you should kind of know who's running it and all that stuff. So you're part of the problem, you know? It's like...
I saw tons of Man on the Street interviews with some of these people, and they're just like, what are you protesting today? Well, we just don't like Trump. Okay, well, what exactly don't you like about him?
Well, he's a king.
he's a king. We don't want kings. Okay, got it.
His tariffs aren't working. Oh. Why is he talking about giving a stimulus to every American from them then?
Stimulus, and he was using, and I think he's using part of it to fund the military during the shutdown that the Democrats caused, and the Democrats are trying to sue him for it. I mean, what? They're trying to sue him for paying the military while the government shut down.
It's amazing.
And now I guess they're tearing down part of the White House, one of the wings of the White House, to put in the ballroom or something. And I saw all the libtards that I follow on like Facebook and stuff putting up with these pictures. Look what he's doing to the White House, man. It's like, okay, he's renovating the White House. What's the fucking problem? Why do you care?
Yeah.
Just anything that they can fucking glob onto to go, oh, look, he's bad. He's destroying the White House. No, putting in a ballroom that he's fucking paying for. What do you care? Shut up. It's so ridiculous. June like if 14, Biden did renovations to the White House, you think I'm going to be like, oh, look what he's doing in a White House. Oh, my God.
I'm sure he did, too.
Calm down.
He had a cocaine room for Hunter installed.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't have you bringing in cocaine anymore. We'll just have it made here for you.
Yeah, and he signed all the executive orders with AutoPen to have it done too. Yeah, here you go.
Yeah,
I mean, they literally sat through 4 years of this guy like shutting down businesses, fucking making people get the vaccines to work, the mask mandates, the lockdowns, the AutoPen scandal now has come out. you literally selected a candidate to be your presidential candidate with no fucking votes, but you think Trump is the king. Okay. Like, you make zero sense. Like, everything that happens on your side is forgiven, or you either don't know about it or you just overlook it and forgive it because the TV's told you, we got to hate Trump. He's bad. What exactly? We don't know. He's a fascist. Okay, what's that mean? Like, oh, I don't know what fascism means. Oh, okay, well, then shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
And they're against ICE because they're upholding the law. They're upholding immigration law to kick out illegals that are sucking all of our resources, and you're against that. Like, you make no logical sense.
Speaking of sucking resources, this is a PSA for the ladies.
Good segue.
Yes. Semen. It's more than just for making babies. Look at all the good stuff it could do, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
It could calm you, neutralize you, soothe you, modulate you. I don't know what it does for modulation, but hey, I tend to believe this meme. The one meme I believe is this one. So ladies, if you need donations, Chad and I are available to add to your skin regimen.
It also installs every man you've ever been with a little bit of their DNA in you.
Boom. Shakalaka.
Every
who
man.
Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want that?
There's a little bit of every man you've been with of their DNA is inside you.
It's chilling right then and there. I do have some other ones real quick before we get to our guest. Jackson, who's in our green room. Can't wait to have him on. But I got some funnies for us. In the meantime, this one caught my eye. Good little family I got here. Daughter and mother duo get impregnated by the same dude.
And oh, they're happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. And they're great. Hey, hot. Well, you know, listen, if they're all happy about it and they're adults that have consented to this, then great. I'm happy.
Can you
for
tell
them.
Which one's the mother and which one's the daughter? I really can't in this picture.
That is a good question. Maybe the one on the right, but
is the mother.
That's really hard to. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what really I was thinking. Tell, but
listen, it's unconventional, but like, you know, I'm all for it. If they all consent to it, great. Go for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to go to the birthday party, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Explain that to your children. So yeah. Wait a minute. So
Mom,
how's
grandma.
How's that going to work? Is
Wait, so grandma, where's grandpa? Oh, he's the same as my dad.
Right. I guess. So that's going to be the grandchild of the mom, and he's going to, but he's the father, not the grandfather.
Oh yeah. They're getting into some
fuck.
They're getting into some craziness here.
That is her sister in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, so yeah.
Dad, what the hell, dude?
So the one's calling aunt or uncle. Oh, wow. It's crazy. God bless, though.
Yeah, hey. Go for it.
To each their own. And
I'm a lucky man. He gets to share a mom and a dad, I guess, or a mom and a daughter. Good, you know, God bless. Good for him.
Does he work like his way through the family even more? Like, does the mom have a sister or something? Jesus, like that?
God.
Hey, now.
Hey.
God bless. I wonder where that is. That looks like the Deep South.
that's a part of me. It's a little liberal. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Love who you want to love. And if you're all consenting to it, go ahead. Go for it. Fine.
This is crazy, dude.
Yeah. This is like a movie.
Totally like a movie.
Yeah.
Let me put this here like this. Napoleon's crown jewels just got stolen from the Louvre in a 7-minute heist, bro. And then you look how they did it. It was so archaic. They put up a fucking ladder outside a window.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do it like this.
They use a disc cutter to get in, like to cut. I don't cut through the glass. And
yeah. Like, I'm wondering why this hasn't been done earlier.
This is literally like Ocean's 11 or something, man. It's freaking wild.
But, like, the way you would think to do it, like, Ocean's 11, like, they get, like, real cool with it, and, like, they do, like, these kind of sneak things. Like, this is just, like, brute force. We're getting in and getting out. Like, we're going to fuck people up in the middle if they try to get in between us. Like, this was just brute force.
Oh, they did it. Yeah, they do it during opening hours, too, right?
There was no planning, I don't think, to this. It was just, like, we're doing it, and fucking that's it.
I mean, there had to be some planning. They had to go in there and figure out where it was in, figure out the way in. And
but what I meant was, like, with Ocean's 11, they got, like, people in on the inside. They're fucking cutting alarms. They're, you know, like, they're doing real
we don't know yet. There could be people on the inside of that.
That's true.
You know?
This seems like more of like a 9/11, like, oh, everybody should have thought of that. You know, like, take planes and use them as missiles. Oh, just fucking put a ladder up to the fourth story window and break in that way.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Wild, I mean, man.
No matter what way it happened, whether it's planned or not, it's fucking wild.
Oh, wait, did I not share that to show? Or did I? What? I don't know. But did I show the picture? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure, people. Then I had some, this is good. I want your kids to play this on you. I always got to pull
10:21 a.m. and my son was born 10:21.
Jackson, we're coming to you right now. I just want to play this video real quick. I didn't realize. All right, Jackson, we're coming right there, but let me play this real quick and you can get a laugh on it too.
What happened?
Look!
What the fuck?
He did it. He's thinking.
What? Yeah, it's a screensaver.
It's obviously a screensaver. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No fucking way. You're kidding me, son of a bitch. Oh, for God's sake. What the fuck is the matter with you guys? That brain hurts like a week old.
What's the wrong?
He throws the kid.
Damn, was that a kid? Oh, no. Holy crap.
What the fuck? Yo, God damn.
Oh, no. That's not what I see. Oh, it's funny.
That would be me. That would be me.
Like, no.
My kids did that to me, dude. I'd be like, what the fuck did you do?
The best. I mean, the one guy just straight up slaps the kid open-handedly. Yeah, bro.
I wouldn't be slapping, but my son, actually, when he was a little boy, we lived in a different house, and we had just gotten a new TV. It was 3 days old, and he threw something at it, and fucking that happened. I was just like.
Oh,
but he was like, maybe two.
He had no clue.
I was looking at it going, we just got that TV.
Just got that. Just
delivered. Son of a bitch.
Is there any way we could put this back in the box and bring it back and be like, hey, I don't know. What happened?
This happened in shipping. Yeah.
Anywho, let's get to our next guest, Mr. Jackson Lawmeyer. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. What up, Jackson? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks What's for up, having Jackson? Me on. And you actually knocked it out of the park on the first time. Most people say Lemire, but you got it. It's Lawmeyer, a good German last name.
Good
yes,
job,
sir.
John. Nice. Yes. That was probably fun in school, right?
So oh, my gosh. I heard everything,
Mr. Lemire.
And then you just play like, not me. I don't know who they're talking about.
Who that is. I'll respond to anything that's close.
Yeah. Well, my bass player's last name is, last name was Dahlheimer. So imagine that in school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kids can be the worst, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I just almost thought it was Dahlmeyer for a second, even though I've known it's Dahlheimer forever for some reason.
Oh, everyone. Yeah. A lot of people said Dahlmeyer. Yeah. We called him Dahmer. that was our nickname for him. Nice. Not because of any association, but that, you know, we just made it Dahmer. We had six sense of humor like that.
So Jackson, you're part of a bunch of cool things. I see you got a book out. I also see that you started Pastors for Trump. You want to talk to me about that, how that came about and how you took such a stand at what seemed like not the time to really be for Trump when you started that?
Oh, yeah, I took a lot of heat for that, man. You know, one time I was being interviewed with a journalist from CNN who was very sincere in her questioning. She said, do you actually believe that God can use somebody as flawed as Donald Trump to accomplish his, you know, perfect will? And she was sincere. And I answered, you know, God only uses people as flawed as Donald Trump to do what he wants to do. And so it was early on, you know, we took a lot of heat for it, but it proved that we were on the right side. And, you know, President Trump's doing such a tremendous job. It was an honor to lead Pastors for Trump during the campaign, now to be a part of the White House Faith Office and the National Faith Advisory Board. So, you know, I'm having the time of my life, guys. And I got some good laughs while I was backstage. You guys are quite funny.
Thank you.
We try.
What's semi-ironic about it is that it seems to be the left that are the most godless at this point. Like, you know, they're the most agnostic. They don't believe in God. But then when it works to their advantage to ask you a gotcha question like that, well, how can God let someone so flawed as Donald Trump be? Like, give me a break. It's so insincere. Ridiculous. Yeah.
It's the people lecturing me on what the Bible means, and they don't even believe in the Bible. You know, that's the one I'm like, all right, guys, you don't get to use the Bible against me when you yourself don't even believe in it.
Right. But they will. They'll try to.
Oh, yeah. They'll quote some obscure verse out of Leviticus trying to make an argument for their political point. And I'm just like, listen, this is not to be arrogant, but I have forgotten more about the Bible than what you know about the Bible. It's not a pathway you want to go down.
Boom. Yeah, well said. You're in Oklahoma, if I remember correctly.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. We like to call it Tulsa-Rusalem. And we have a blast down here. And, you know, Oklahoma's God's country. Get this, guys. We're the only state to vote for Donald Trump in all 77 counties. So we have 77 counties. All 77 went for Donald Trump in 2016, 2020, in 2024. So we're kind of like, you know, Trump country down here.
Wow, yeah. Definitely. A lot of people got it right. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Do you know Pippi Longstocking? Her name is Tammy Aaron. She's also from, I think, Tulsa.
No, I do not. Not off the top of my head.
But you have heard of Pippi Longstocking, like the old...
Of course I have.
Yeah, we're going to hook you guys up then.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, she could do some promotion stuff for your church and all that stuff and everything you guys got going on. She's a cool person, too. Fun to be around.
Very cool.
Personality. National treasure, as we like to coin.
Oh, yeah.
Pippi Long. No, I'm not going to sing it for you, the theme song, but that was my jam back in the Dizay.
I got to get a new cup because I can't love New York when they vote a socialist.
Do you live in New York?
No. This is just my biggest mug right now. I need to get a different one because.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that? What do you think about?
Ridiculous. I think they're gonna have some FAFO with that.
Yeah, I think you know it amazes me, the two groups that are most like pro Islam, other than Muslims in our society, is the LGBTQ crowd. And overprivileged white women, you know, that's the two groups. And I'm just like, I scratch my head because those are like the two groups that wouldn't do very well at all under Islam. Like I would survive. I'd be known as a person of the book. I wouldn't have the same rights as Muslims or in an Islamic society, but I would survive. The other two crowds, They wouldn't, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Well, as I said earlier, it's called suicidal empathy. It's useful idiots. It's like, oh, we'll just use these people to get us into power, and then we'll kill all of them. Okay, great. You know,
come on, queers for Palestine, right? You
know, I was like, yeah, you should go visit Gaza. You'd have a great time.
You will have a nice fall.
They had all those leftists that were trying to break into Gaza from Egypt, and the Egyptians stopped them and roughed them up and stuff. I was like, they should have just let them in. They should have just literally let them go in and see what happened to them. They actually saved their lives.
It literally saved their lives.
And that's what they don't understand. Like, they don't understand. Like, those people do not understand.
No.
What
well,
they probably they're dealing with.
They wouldn't be able to flip that narrative. Oh, gays for Palestine went over to Palestine and got killed. Like, they wouldn't be able to be like, they wouldn't be able to flip that. So they had to keep them out.
That would be a problem for the narrative, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Somehow Israel would have bomb their convoy or something, you know.
But that would be my whole point of sending them in there. Their narrative would look as ridiculous as it is in real life.
Yeah.
But they figure out a way. It's just unbelievable that they figure out a way. So it's like, I've come to the conclusion.
Oh, they blame Trump somehow. Well, Trump told him to kill him. Okay, yeah, okay, got it. Okay, yes, that's what happened.
Right, but after so long of this happening, it's like the IQ of America just has to be a lot lower than I had once thought it was. Like, I think they got to change that whole system, because I think majority of this country, or at least the vocal majority, seems like they got a very low IQ when it comes down to things. Like, they don't get along with common sense and reasoning and things that, you know, you could see in black and white. They could still make it gray and wishy-washy. I'm like, how do you do that? The mental jujitsu you have to go through to make your point valid is crazy, and yet they still do. So it's like, I think it's a form of like stupidity. Something.
There was a old movie. This was back whenever I was, I don't know, going into high school or so, called Idiocracy. You guys ever seen the movie?
Love it. Love it.
Is love that not a great description of kind of the world that we live in right now? We have not evolved, but we have like devolved into, you know, this.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Well, the only thing we could do really is, you know, more. It's like we keep giving them the platform to like, maybe we need some fake financial backing behind us and organize together and do these fake protests and stuff like that. But I think we're all just like, we got real lives. We're not going to sit here and go in fairy tale world and make up fake things. Like, no, we're just going to vote in people that actually have our best interest in mind and keep going on that, you know, route. But it's almost like you got to.
You're saying hardworking people aren't going to go protest no kings when there is no king?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The whole common sense thing, you know, like, we got shit to do. We're not going to go make up some fairy tale stuff. And, you know, it's just.
You know what I think? This is just my opinion, and take it for what it is. I think the best thing that could happen to New York City and the citizens of New York is to elect Mondami. I think it's the best thing that could happen to them. Let it crash, let it burn, and then they have to reckon with, holy crap, what did we do? And because otherwise, you know, they keep spiraling in this direction, and it's sad because, you know, people are going to be affected. Sure. I mean, good people are going to be hurt through it. But it's unfortunate that you have to say probably the best thing for them is to experience what they're actually voting for, and then it comes to fruition.
I would say yes, but they've been through this before. Like, if you remember what New York City was before Giuliani took over, it was a fucking hell place, nobody's business. So it's like they've been through this.
But most of these young kids that are voting for Mondami didn't live through that. They're super young. They don't remember it. That's the whole point of it. They don't remember, and they don't know, but they think they do. But I've been saying this for years. Like, I live in California, in Orange County. At least it's a little more red here than friggin' L.A. But, like, how bad does it have to get before you stop listening to their rhetoric and all the bullshit that they promise you and go, wait a minute. Look around and go, everything's so messed up because of these people, but we need to vote differently. It's just like, how bad does it have to get in LA or New York City or San Francisco or Chicago before they go, wait a minute, we're doing something wrong here. These people are lying to us. They're not for our best interest. I don't know. I don't know how bad it has to get.
What's the bottom floor level? What's finally rock bottom? Well, it's crazy because, you know, a lot of people from California, they're fleeing California to come to states like mine, Oklahoma. We're getting so many California refugees. And my concern is they're going to bring their ideas from California to my state, where we don't, you know, we have problems, but we don't have problems like California problems.
Nope. Right.
And it's concerning because, you know, you bring those values with you, and then you start, you know, bringing in masses of people to come to a state like Oklahoma or Texas, Florida, you know, they're fleeing all over the place. Yeah. And, but if you bring the values with you, you will have the same results, you know, in a probably short period of time.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. And they don't put it together. The very things that they're fleeing that they voted for, now they're going to take those try to get those ideas voted into the place that they're going. It's like, why are you leaving then?
Right. Right. And again, they could be the minority in that state or cities, whatever, but they're just so loud. They're the vocal ones that it seems like, oh, everybody's on board with them. And really nobody is.
Right. Yeah. Right. They're good at optics. They're the loudest by far. They've mastered the art of victimization. They're always the victims. Therefore, they can be the loudest. And, you know, it's sad, though. I mean, it really is sad because people are affected by it. And but it is concerning for people like me. I don't want to, you know, California my Oklahoma type of thing. And maybe with the success of this administration, more people have their eyes opened is kind of the hope. You know, the more we succeed, we're just getting started. We have a long ways to go. And so maybe that helps open the eyes of some.
Yes,
I hope so. That is the hope, but it's just like, you just see like so many times where they could have been like, okay, he's not so bad. And oh, he is doing some good, but you don't even hear any of that. Like they don't want to give him an inch at all. And he's making it, you know, making America great again, doing what he's done.
It comes down to the mainstream media. That's the whole, the mainstream media is still on their side.
Oh yeah.
So they parrot all the crap. And it, I swear to God, it's like, you know, I think we all know this, but There's some central body of the Democrat Party that sends out the talking points to all these news stations because they all say the same key word on the same day, the same broadcast, and you're just like, oh, where did that come from? Because they're all saying it. They're all saying the same thing.
It's kind of ironic, right? It's like, there's no way that was organic. I don't think that was organic. I think that was force-fed, and they are, you know, following orders and things like that, which, you know, the No Kings protest stuff is so funny because if you logically think through it, a king would never allow a No King protest. First thing a king is going to do is squash the No King protest. So just the ability to protest No Kings indicates there's no king.
There are. How dare you say something so logical and have it make sense?
You know, I say it like this. If some people thought twice, they'd be the smartest person in their family. You know, think twice and it's like, but that's kind of it's a narrative battle, right? You know, it's competing voices. And unfortunately, they've been very effective at their voice and their message hitting home with a ton of people.
But less and less are believing it, I think. There was a video of Cory Booker and Adam Schiff at one of the protests saying, this is what democracy looked like. It's like, yeah, this is what democracy looks like. You're right. You're allowed to friggin' protest against the supposed king. Like, that's exactly what democracy looks like. Thank you for nullifying your whole event.
I mean, they could just keep doing it until... But you just, at this point, you would figure the entire world would have woken up to it, but they still keep getting it passed. So it's like, I really don't know when the end in sight is. Like you said, if Donald Trump does so well these next 3 years, like they'll come around. No, I don't think so. Cause he's done awesome already. He did some great things in his first term. Like before COVID hit, that was an amazing first term. The world economy's turned around. The America's economy turned around. Like a bunch of things had turned around before COVID-19 hit, and there was still fucking a bunch of dissent against him and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, he's rushing to get the vaccine out. Everybody's against it. He leaves office. Everybody's for it. It's just like, it just seems like there's no end in sight. You're never going to get them to be like, he could literally say everybody in America gets a gold house with diamond windows and they would be like, oh, no way. How dare you? You know, they would find out a way where he fucked up and is robbing somebody.
Right.
He can't even put a ballroom in the White House without them saying, oh, what's that for? Well, it's for him. He wants to go in a ballroom every night and dance. It's to have people come to the White House and have a good time there and enjoy it. It's not for him. But hey, that's neither here nor there. And UFC White House fight. June 14th, people, get ready for that. I'm excited, dude. Like, what other president brings a UFC fight to the White House? Like, that's pretty cool. pretty cool. But hey, think inside the box, people, never outside.
You know, Trump does everything big, right? Big. And we're celebrating 250 years. We should do it big.
Jackson, real quick, do you have bars on your phone? Because you're coming through a little, like, you're in a bad signal area.
Yeah, I can. It's not coming in good, is it? Because I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, you can barely hear us, though? Is that what he said, Chad? I couldn't.
Yeah, he said he could barely hear. Yes.
Do you want to try this, Jackson? Do you want to back out and then come back in on that link, see if that does something? Cool. Let's try it out. All right, Jackson's going to come back there, see if we can fix that up for us. But good conversation. Enjoying talking to him. Informed person.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about Oklahoma, Chad. Pretty cool that all the counties.
I did not know that either. That's pretty amazing. All the counties. Every county.
A so state? I guess
they don't have some, well, they don't have some blue city friggin' effing it all up. You know what's great about what's happening with the Supreme Court? Have you heard about this?
Maybe.
Voter Rights Act. So the Voter Rights Act basically has allowed the Democrats to gerrymander states for years by majority minority districts. So they'll link all the black neighborhoods and all the black districts together in these stupid districts. And basically what it is, it's racial voting. And it's unconstitutional.
Wow. And
the Supreme Court's about to rule on this. And guess what's going to happen?
Go ahead.
Democrats are going to lose 19 seats in Congress.
Better, Jackson.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yeah. Sounds great.
You got to love the phone service.
Got to love it. Mm-hmm. We were just going over the Supreme Court gerrymandering and combining, would you say, Chad, counties?
No. So, I mean, you're probably familiar with this. The Supreme Court's about to rule on the gerrymandering that the Democrats have done for, I think, 20-odd years, where they put together all these, what they call majority-minority districts, yeah. And it's all by racial lines. It's all black voters that they draw into these crazy districts, because assuming that they'll only vote for Democrats, and it's completely unconstitutional. So they're about to rule on that. It's going to be, we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping that they'll come down on the side of it being unconstitutional, and because the Democrats will lose 19 seats in Congress,
could automatically the whole thing.
Yeah,
could reshape the entire landscape.
And that's, you know, this big deal that they're making about all this gerrymandering. It's like the Democrats have been gerrymandering for years. That's the only way that they're really in power, is that they've gerrymandered all these states. And what's happening here in California with Yes on 50, Title 50 or whatever it's called, is that they voted an independent commission in 2008 to draw all the districts. Independent commission. We voted on that in 2008. And now Gavin Newsom's whole thing is like, we're going to save democracy by going around the independent commission that you voted for and just have the Democrats draw all the districts now and draw out 5 seats for Republicans. Like, yeah, sounds like democracy to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, when's the last time a Democrat actually elected a leader? I mean, Harris, there was no election for her. That was you know, I mean, come on. So the group that has democracy in their name, Democrat, like the least democratic organization there is.
They rigged the last three primaries for Democrats. They rigged it for Hillary. They rigged it for Biden. And then they just didn't even care about having a primary for fucking Kamala. They just said, okay, we're just going to select her for you. Yep. Deal with it. And everyone's like, okay, she's great.
They still went with it.
Yeah.
If they would have done that on the Republican side,
oh my
we
God.
Would have gone berserk.
Yes.
What do you
we
mean?
We would have, and they would have. Exactly.
What do you mean you're installing Mitch McConnell? There ain't no way. I'm, you know, like, no way.
Nope.
Well, don't forget, she would have won. I mean, if they didn't put her in with only 107 days left to go. So,
that's not she said, to her book.
Did you hear her on, I think it was MSNBC? She literally said her election with Donald Trump was the closest election in modern history.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not that old, guys. But I remember Bush and Gore. It was a lot closer than Kamala and Trump.
Oh, my God.
The Hanging Chad.
That is,
they didn't correct her. They didn't even correct her.
That's what I was just going to say. That's the thing. They go on and make these grandiose statements about complete lies, and no one sitting there goes, no, that's not true at all.
Right.
Like Bush Gore. I mean, you remember the Supreme Court had to get involved in that one.
Yeah. Hanging Chads. I know it well.
Yeah.
Because of my name. But yeah, it's wild to watch. The mainstream media is just on their side, never questions anything that they come on and lie about. And then, I mean, so that's, I understand the followers that are not really that educated about what's going on, and they see that and they go, oh yeah, well look, that was the closest election ever. That's why she didn't win. Okay, got it. And then she openly says that she didn't select Pete Buttigieg because he's gay.
I found that one to be interesting. I was like, doesn't that go against everything they've been preaching for the last 25 years? She went,
exactly.
She called him a homo. She's like, I'm not having that dude part of my crew.
Imagine a Republican saying that. I didn't select that guy because he's gay to run. And they would fucking lose their mind.
I thought diversity was our strength.
Right.
Exactly. But not in that case.
But when you're going to be president, you can't have a homosexual as your running mate because,
So your better choice was Tim Walls.
Well, a dude who lies about military service. Yeah, I was in fucking Tiananmen Square.
Would you rather have a homosexual running mate or a guy that's friend with school shooters? You know, it's just kind of, you get to choose. I don't know.
Openly homosexual or closet homosexual? Which one?
That matters. Right. Don't ask, don't tell.
And you know, as I've said, I don't care. It's like, but she did.
I don't care, but Kamala Harris, she was very.
That's like the last thing I ask when, like, they're like, oh, I'm running for president, vice president. Oh, well, what's your sexuality?
Yeah, are you
like,
gay?
I could give two fucks what it is. It's,
I mean, like, think about it. If Trump would have said something like that, I can't select whoever because they're black. Or I can't select, this person because they're
a lesbian,
gay or whatever. Yeah. Trump would be the biggest racist, homophobe, xenophobe, I mean, whatever you'd want to give it. But when Kamala Harris says it, they're like, that's good political strategy right there.
Makes sense. You know, yeah.
How is there no pushback on that? It's crazy.
Well, he did hire the first female chief of staff ever.
Oh, he'll get no credit for that.
Nothing from the left. He hired openly gay. What's Bessent? He's the secretary of
finance.
I mean,
Rick Grinnell. You can go on and on. And I mean, Trump probably has the most diverse. He's got Kennedy, a Democrat. He's got Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat. I mean, you could go, if you really want to talk about diversity, look at the Trump administration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they say nothing about that.
Well, because it would completely, I mean, you start giving them facts about high-powered Democrats that fucking switch sides. I mean, the writing's on the wall right there. RFK Jr. should be your biggest, like, oh my God, what do we do to get him back? And that was them trying to not do a Democratic policy and, like, let him run in the primaries. Like, it was them being undemocratic that made him transfer sides. Like you guys said, they did it for how many years? I mean, we don't even know, but the first one we could think of is the Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton thing, but who knows even before that what they were doing with primaries and stuff before journalists got wind of what they were doing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Could be going on forever.
Pretty sure they probably rigged it for Obama, too, the first time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The non-American citizen that was once president who married a dude named Mike. What? if that's true, if that's a true story, that's crazy, man. I mean, because the Big Mike stuff is just funny to me. Like, I only repeat it because I think it's funny. I really don't have any thought one way or another.
Well, I mean, the most I can say about that is those shoulders look like someone who belongs on an NFL linebacker.
That's very true.
You know, I'm not saying she is or she isn't. I'm just saying. She could probably take out somebody on a football field.
And then their kids look just like their best friends.
Right.
I haven't seen that part. I haven't seen that.
Oh, you've never seen, like, their best couple friend. The kids look just like the mom and the dad.
Really?
It's pretty uncanny.
Now I gotta go Google this. And
okay. Then, yeah, you know, check it out. And then she's dancing. She was dancing on Ellen, and I'm not joking, dude. This is not AI, because this is like, she's got a, something bouncing around in her pants, 100%, and it's bigger than what I got going on.
That is very weird.
Yes. It was strange. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus, dude. Because, you know, they got the regular video, and then right next to it, you could zoom in on it, so you, and you're like, wow, dude, that is so in your face. Something is swinging.
Well, Joan Rivers openly said that to a reporter.
Yeah, and didn't she like die immediately after?
close to that time. Yeah, right after she's not too so long.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about this right now. Right.
I'd like to live. Maybe. Yeah, let's talk about Kim Kardashian's Merkins that she's got going. What is this, by the way, gentlemen? I know you're passionate.
I heard about this too. This is friggin' weird. Like, what's going on?
Is this real? I saw it on X. This is real. You don't know, believe and you don't believe. Is that a real thing?
That's real, dude. She's making underwear with fake pubic hair on the outside of it. Don't know why. Don't know what the deal is.
Oh, my God. Why? Just grow some hair. I don't understand it.
We're living in idiocracy.
Yes, but like, we are.
I guess my question is like, because it's got to, is it for the look outside, like, of, like, if you're wearing, like, yoga pants or something, somebody could see, like, a bush down there and, like, oh, she's got a bush. Nobody wants to see that anyway. And then if it's just for, like, the shock value for when, like, you're taking off the pants, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, like, that might be enough to make you, like, jolt back and be like, what the hell, lady? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see the point in it at all.
Here will be
like,
the question.
Halloween?
Will women buy it?
Of course.
Like, all of her, yeah, a lot of her followers will, that's for sure.
Mine's coming in the mail.
So guys, my thing's doing it again. I do a meeting in like 3 minutes. We got to do this again when I'm on a computer because you guys have a lot of fun.
Yes,
absolutely. Jackson. We'll do it again.
100%, dude. That's Jackson.
I don't know why this is happening, but
it happens, dude. And you sound kind of like Darth Vader right now. It's like,
I don't know what's happening.
But yeah, dude, we had a good time with you. We will do this again when you have a better connection. Sorry about last week. Completely my fault, not Kristen's. Again, want to apologize. But good stuff, Jackson. Thank you for coming on. We will see you soon, my man. Thanks, check him out.
Take care, man.
The one and only Jackson Lawmeyer, folks. Yes, yes, and yes. Yeah, sorry about the internet connection, but yeah, good dude. Got his head on straight. And next time I'm out in Oklahoma, I'm going to visit that church.
He's great. Yeah.
Cool dude. Yeah,
we definitely have to have him back on.
Yeah, man. There was a lot of good stuff we were just touching the surface with. And yeah. Yeah, everybody's saying thanks, Jackson. I got a cool video for you, and then we'll get back into some other stuff, but you know me and my videos, peeps.
This hey, we is... like the videos, baby.
Yes, Blame. Sir.
Let's go.
Let's go. This is scary, I think. Before it got crushed, look at it.
Whoa! I've seen this one.
Whoa! Dude, that's right there.
And like, you didn't check the street before you did that?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Like, that's like God saying, you need to be here.
Yes. Because
that guy should have been taken out.
Second that's like chance, Trump, baby.
That's Trump's assassination right there, brother.
Wow. Oh my God. This is a great one.
This is not going to be good. Oh, yeah. I got a snapper coming. Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that a snake?
This is crazy.
Whoa!
That.
Dude almost got stabbed with that.
Yeah.
Wow, bro. That kid is lucky as fuck.
How did that bounce? Just pop back in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did it again.
So I guess it's tied up somehow and then just bouncing out and bouncing back in. That's pretty
I think it was styrofoam and like, you know, the air's coming off the wind. Back of the truck, and it has an eddy back there. I think it was just styrofoam block, though. But
gotcha. That is wild. I got other good ones, but we'll save them for a different time. But yeah, that's cool, man, that Jackson took that stance and started Trump for Pastors. I mean, that takes balls to do, especially during the time he did it.
For Pastors and for Trump.
Pastors for Trump. What did I say? Trump for Pastors?
Trump for Pastors.
Well, you know that's he's starting that. Trump for Pastors, baby. But I went on his website. President Trump wrote him like a personal letter and stuff. And
that's great.
Yeah, signed it with that awesome Donald Trump signature.
That story he told about CNN is hilarious. It's like, oh, do you really think such a flawed person? Like, shut up with your stupid.
Yeah, shut up.
Like, you are now religious all of a sudden. You care about what God thinks. Shut up. Just stop. Just trying to do gotcha journalism. So dumb. I hate when they do that shit, man. It's like, you're not genuine at all. So stop. You don't care if God thinks he's flawed or not.
Yeah, stop trying to use the good book to get your point across, especially to a pastor that mastered in theology, you fucking moron. Anyway, Carenza says, has everyone gotten their real ID? It's a law passed after 9/11 that President Donald J. Trump is now pushing through. Everyone needs their birth certificate in order to fly currently, but they will most likely implement it so everyone will have to have. This has been going on for a while, the real ID, and supposedly...
They've actually extended the deadline. They're trying to get everyone to do it. I did it years ago. You can fly with your passport too. I guess. I don't know.
Oh, because they did it a shit ton of times. And then the last extension I heard was this May. It was going through because it was supposed to go through during COVID. But with everything going on, they couldn't do it. They pushed it back a bunch of times. And then supposedly this May of 2025, it was supposed to be implemented.
Oh, maybe Karenza knows something about that, because I'm assuming that's been extended if she's asking about it or telling us about it. So
yeah,
anyway, yeah,
or yeah, her status, I don't know. Yeah, I got mine too. Supposedly, it's like a way to link, like really for the states to link all the driving records and arrest records and shit together.
Great,
because back in the day, you could have like a license suspended in New Jersey. But right. If you got like a valid one in California beforehand, that one wouldn't be suspended type of deal. if people are wondering why I sound like this, I'm just getting over being sick. My my godson and niece got me sick. I blame them.
Kids do that.
Oh my God. I'm like, so they had it first and then I got it afterwards. And I'm like, and you know, they were, you could tell that they were sick and stuff, but I'm like, I feel like complete ass. How are these kids just okay? Like, I wanted to fucking curl up in a ball and have some soup and shit. And
yeah, they bounce back faster.
Yeah, they handle it well.
That's good.
A lot of crazy, crazy, crazy stuff going on.
I was at CVS yesterday picking up a prescription, and there's a whole line of people getting their COVID shots. I'm like, God, are you fucking serious? Are they still doing this? I mean, yeah, have you not heard what it does to you? That it doesn't work? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't stop you from getting it or transmitting it. And it has all these crazy side effects. And these people, I saw a son and a older mother getting it. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? It's going to kill her prematurely. Like, what are you doing?
How do you at this point not, okay, so even if you don't know that it's killing people and causing all these horrible, horrible side effects, you at least have to know that it doesn't work for stopping COVID or making it any less, you know, bad for you if you get it. Well,
that's a lie they perpetuate, though. Well, if you get COVID and you have the vaccine, it's going to be less severe. Bullshit. No. There's no scientific research saying that either. So it's ridiculous. I can't believe this. CVS is still doing it. I'm like, God, makes no sense. But I guess, hey, if you want to get it, go ahead. You're free to do that. But it's like, you weren't free to not have it, but you're free to get it now. It's like, what are you doing?
Crazy. Thank you, Carenza. And yeah, Lori, it's like Bobby said, it's about control, the real ID. Of course, that's not how they're pushing it. But yeah, it's about so states could all relate to each other. And I don't see it as a bad thing, to be honest. I mean, it's not like a digital ID where, like, you know, whatever. It's a little more of government having access to your information through state to state type.
Well, it says if you don't have a driver's license here, you're suspended. It's then they know in California, like, or
right,
or you have a, you know, vehicular manslaughter or something. I don't know, but it's like, right, come on. You should probably know that in California too, that you don't have a license, a valid license to drive.
Yeah.
But I don't, whatever.
Yeah. It is what it is. I mean, I don't see a major issue with it, but then again, I'm not over there, you know, trying to hide from the government and go off the grid type of deal. Let me put this up for us. For folks that want to see the Bush underwear.
Oh, the Merkin.
The Merkin.
I think these were invented back in the
70s, I think.
No, before that. Like, they were worn by prostitutes back in the, like, the old Western days.
For and what?
I forget exactly why. It was something to do with disease. But they're worn by prostitutes.
Oh, probably because, like, if you have the bush, it, like, keeps away, like, lice.
Something
and,
like that,
disease,
yeah.
And stuff like that. But maybe they were shaving it because they didn't want that, and then they were putting these on so guys weren't like, oh, my God, what the fuck is that?
All right. They weren't a bald beaver back then.
That's right. While you're looking that up, I will... Go ahead.
That comedian, there's a comedian that has a little skit. It's like 70s Bush, or no, 80s Bush, 90s landing strip, 2000s bald, 2010s dick.
Oh, that's good. I'm like, where's it going? I didn't know if you were going with the... Remember the Vajazzle where they would put those fucking rhinestones on their shaved beaver? All right, let me play this real quick.
Your eyes are not deceiving you. Skims has released a faux hair micro string thong. The hairy panties are...
Dude, and they're not even... It's like weird looking pubic hair. Like, that looks like a fucking woolly mammoth's hair styling and color.
They're retailing for $32 and come in about 12 different color combos with different skin tones, hair colors, and hair textures.
The fuck,
man. And they're pretty much already sold out. Kim announced...
It's so gross, bro.
Of course. Sold. Oh, what my God. Fuck?
I don't know, like, if this was a Halloween costume or something, but this is real. Strange.
Announced the new line via a 70s style game show ad on the Skims Instagram called Does the Carpet Match the Drapes?
No.
The Skims site is advertising the new pair of underwear as an iconic new panty, and that your carpet...
That's like a... Look at that. That's some really thick-ass fucking beard hair, bro. Yeah, that's like a full-on... You need to get every other hair cut.
Literally a fro, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pube fro for sure.
Oh, my God.
It can be whatever color you want it to be. I am so curious to know what you guys think about this.
Grandma Bush. Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's a straight-up dire wolf, bro. Like, that's not even human pubic hair.
Is there a Bush renaissance coming back? Are these just straight-up ridiculous? Give us your take in the comments.
If there's a Bush renaissance, grow your fucking bush. Why would you wear that?
That's it. And then she wants to know in the comments if this is ridiculous or not. I'm pretty sure we all know it is. You don't need to take a poll.
But it's sold out. It's sold out.
But it just goes to show, dude, she could box wrap her fucking shit.
Exactly. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, here's a bra with fucking nipple hair on it just because.
I think, like, Trump should endorse those and then they wouldn't sell.
Oh, my God. Put Melania Trump in a pair of those, dog. I'll buy them all day. Speaking of Melania Trump, bring up some of our sponsors here. I put a nice little, here you go, folks. So these are all three of our sponsors. You
there
got
you go.
ericjavitz.com, oldglory.com, and shop.goodfeels.com. 15 to 20% off with the coupon code thegracious2. If you scan that QR code right there, it will bring you to a page that brings up all three of our sponsors. You could pick which one you want to go to. Eric Javits got those Melania Trump hats, dog. Old Glory's got all that cool rock and roll.
Vintage stuff, yeah, cool.
Yeah, paraphernalia.
And then Good Feels, that's self-explanatory. Feel good,
that's right,
baby.
That's right. Get your seltzers, get your drops. Let's go. We're going to have to do a show, one of the special edition shows, where we drink like three of those seltzers and then start the pod. That'll be coming up soon, folks. Get ready.
That'll be hilarious.
Yeah. We'll be like, we'll just be sitting here like, you talk, Chad. No, you talk.
What?
That's when we'll bring Bobby on and he'll be more lively than us. They'll be like, what's going on? Rules of his John and Chad's pulse are not over 70. But yeah, let's go there and check it out, folks. Good old sponsors making the world go round. Old Glory, Eric Jabbitz, and Good Feels. And those Good Feels.
Forget, Voice of the People.
That's right. Let me put their thing back up. Not a QR code, but just their.
We should be on the website logo by the end of November, I believe, is what they told Dan, us, right?
Yep.
Dan.
Yep. Dan and Cesar. Or I think they might have said end of October, beginning November. I don't know. But by the latest November, end of November, it'll be your birthday present.
I believe they're building it out and getting it all set up. So,
yep. We are live on their network, though. So you can catch us wherever that network is found. Hulu, Roku TV, Spotify, all that jazz. Yeah, but are you, we got on one of Bobby's guests next week. Let's bring Bobby on for a second here.
Ooh, who's that?
Bobby.
What's up, guys?
That one skim looked like Bobby's fucking beard.
His beard.
You giving your hair for those skims, Bobby?
Hey, you know, whatever pays the bills.
That's it.
grows it out, shaves it off, sends it to Kim Kardashian, and then grows it again.
Yep. He bypassed the gracious fan only 2 inches to go straight to Kim Kardashian.
We should sell those for men.
Totally. Like
gracious 2 inches, man.
Yes.
Male bush with a hole in the middle.
She's got Skims. We got fucking Hims. Oh, no. Hims is an actual thing already.
Chims.
Chims.
Bims.
Chinese males. Little dicks on the outside of the underwear.
like the Hangover 2.
Yes.
In the hotel room in Bangkok.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
That hairy thing is the little nub sticking out.
Yep. Pubic hair way past the penis. That's hysterical.
That was a great scene. Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
But I guarantee you, if Kanye West went and put those out, they would sell. Good, Bobby. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. I have one video, and I have a couple coins I want to talk about. Cool. This video is kind of about Donald Trump and his connection to Tesla, his uncle's connection to Tesla. It's pretty fucking wild.
All right. Keep your finger on the pause thing, because you're going to hear me say pause, so we could talk about it and then you replay. So be ready to
let me bring this.
Notes here, so I remember what to say. So, in 1893, this guy named Ingersoll Lockwood wrote a three-part book series, right? The first one is called Travels and Adventures of Little Baron Trump. The second one is called Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey. And the third one is called The Last President. All right?
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, wait, Bobby.
In the first book...
So
it looks just like him,
like Baron. Yeah, kind of like the round face. Yeah, it looks like a Trump period. So,
did they just happen upon Baron Trump as the name, or did they name it because of these books? This is weird. Okay, this is
no. The books are from 18.
Oh no, I'm saying did Trump name Baron Trump because of the books, or just out of coincidence?
Right.
Oh, good point. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I got about
6'9", by the way.
Little Baron Trump lives in Trump Castle in Germany, and he finds a manuscript by a man named Don Fum that leads to underground tunnels in Russia that have portals to other dimensions. Okay?
What?
The first two books are just about Baron Trump and his dog, like, exploring all these weird dimensions, right? But this is where it really gets weird, bro. In the third book, The Last President, Don Fum uses these portals to become a controversial president who lives on Fifth Avenue in New York.
Come
and he
on,
basically
bro.
Ruins the price of gold and is super controversial. And
what? Come on.
Yeah. You didn't know about this?
I've heard a little bit about this. I've heard a little bit about this, but not.
How is a 13-year-old kid breaking this story? Like, this should be
this is an old story. I just found this video. I just figured I'd play.
I know, but I haven't heard out laid out like this. Like I've taken bits and pieces of it. Like there was one about Elon too. Like,
yeah, he talks about that too. He talks about it too.
Play further then. Let's listen to the rest.
And ruins everything. His vice president's name is Pence, bro. That shit is absolutely crazy, but it gets even crazier, bro.
Right.
Ingersoll Lockwood lived on the exact same street as Nikola Tesla when he wrote this book series. At the very same time that he was living on this street with Nikola Tesla was claiming that he invented time travel. Like, he deadass was saying, I'm about to make freaking time traveling portals and we're about to do it. And a little bit after, he mysteriously dies in a hotel.
Deadass.
And all of his blueprints, all of his inventions are in this hotel when he dies. Guess who gets sent, along with the CIA, to pick up his blueprints? John G. Trump. Trump's literal blood uncle, bruh.
Right, right.
Whoa.
Think about it, bro. It gets even deeper, though. Wernher von Braun, Nazi scientist, by the way, founder of NASA, wrote a book called Project Mars in 1953 about a man named Elon who takes everyone to Mars.
Crazy, bro.
The founder of NASA. And now Trump and Tesla are working together. They got space and time. Think about it. Fifth Avenue right by Times Square. I'm telling you, dog. This shit is a simulation, bro.
Dude,
I thought he put it together good.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I just love like all the thing. Don Fum, bro. Deadass. And his vice president, wait for this, Pence, dude.
Yeah.
I just, like, you could just draw so many conclusions. I mean, it's crazy. It's out there. But like Chad said, did President Trump name Barron that after that? What a story, though, for the 1800s about time travel and all this shit.
That's pretty wild.
Totally
the
wild.
The coincidences are freaking wild. I mean, you got to admit.
Definitely. But
have you ever seen the JF? Oh, sorry.
No, well, I was just gonna say, here's the thing. I don't know. Like, I don't even know if those are real books. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody can make, like, I've never physically seen them. Somebody can make a website and sell them on there and blah, 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 blah. Like, the whole thing could be bullshit. Like, those books could not even be real books. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. There's just so many ways to dupe people nowadays. Like, oh, did you guys remember that book that came out in the 1700s where it said, Hunter Glidden was going to bring coke into a White House. Did you guys see that book?
No? I didn't see that. That's freaking sounds crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. Yeah, it was written by, I don't know. What's a good philosopher? Socrates. Socrates.
Socrates.
Socrates. Dude, can you imagine, like, that was the first, well, maybe not the first, but Keanu Reeves, like, that's what you thought his acting was back in the day, was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and then he just grew up to be a fucking killer on the screen, bro. Mm-hmm. All his movies. Oh, did you guys watch that fucking monster on Netflix? Ed Gein's story?
I haven't watched it yet, no. Is it good?
It's creepy, bro, and it's real, and this one dude was the thought behind every scary movie you can think of. Psycho, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, fucking Leatherface, like all these scary movies that you had no idea.
Tonight.
Dude, it's creepy, bro. Like, I was.
Oh, yeah, like, they're tied to this. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're tied to this one person. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was
He made a chair out of people's, like, skin. He made a chair out of people's, like, faces. And yeah, I saw that. Yeah. It's crazy.
He brings a girl over. She's like, oh, what's that? He's like, oh, I made that. And it was a skin chair. And he took like a piece that from a girl that had the nipple on it. She's like, oh, what's that? He's like, oh, I just picked that because, you know, it had like a little blemish in it. Meanwhile, it's a fucking chick's nipple because they used her skin to do. Christ. Insane.
Wow. Crazy.
Friggin' nuts, man.
Yeah. And I'm watching. I'm like, this is too real to fucking, like, I can't believe there's that much of depravity in the world that you can fucking do shit like that.
Isn't there some, there's some stat, and I don't know what it is, but there's a certain amount of serial killers operating at any one time in the world. So there's people being killed by serial, y'all.
Oh, yes.
There's multiple serial killers at any one time operating in the world, killing people, like, but you just don't know about them yet. It's freaking eerie and scary to think about.
I don't want to do this just in case I ever go off the deep end, though. But if you want, like I always said, like if I wanted, because I watch these crime shows, I'm like, if I wanted to go out and kill, there's a couple ways to be a serial killer. Just get in a car, go drive randomly and kill people that you don't know and just keep moving. Keep it moving. Don't stay in one spot. No credit cards, nothing like that. It would take them a while. They might be able to figure shit out. But the best way, dude, is to go into
the best way.
The best way, dude. And I don't know if I should put this out there because I'm giving fucking serial killers like a way to do this. But you go to a public restroom, like where you go into a fucking urinal.
We got to pull out some fucking on this shit.
Yeah. Do not listen to this if you're a serial killer trying to get away with murder. You just go to a urinal and just pull out a fucking pubic hair and go commit a crime and put that pubic hair, you know, on that lady's vajayjay.
There you go. Wow.
You know what I'm saying, though? And that's DNA evidence. True. Well, how'd your pube get there? I wasn't me. Oh, really?
Right. Oh, really?
Really?
I mean, you ain't lying about that. Great. Just kidding.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had those thoughts. I'm like, that is fucking crazy. And then if you want to get...
There's going to be some guy going, yeah, I got the idea from this podcast. The gracious too.
But you know what I'm saying? And then if you want to get real crazy with it, you want to set somebody up, you then follow them to urinals and wait for a pube to fall out. Oh. And then, dude, it's like, totally.
Did you read about this? Did you
no,
think this up?
I thought this up, dude. Because you know what? Because I'm watching these shows.
Yeah.
And then I'm going into a urinal to piss and I'm looking down. I'm like, there's a bunch of pubic hairs in there. I'm like, what if some psycho just took my pubic hair that fell out and pinned, like, so it was like that form of thinking that got me to it.
Exactly.
I'm like,
why I shave mine off. Fuck that.
Same. I mean, I go low, but I still have some, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just crazy. And DNA evidence is so like, he did it. His pube was there.
That would be hard to get around if that
yeah,
you know, your DNA, your hair's there. I mean, that would be really hard to get. Well, how'd they get your, it's not right. Mine. I didn't do it. What do you mean?
You would need to have like a rock solid alibi, like where you were like at the White House with the president, you know, like when that crime was committed. Otherwise,
all, right, all men have to shave their pubes because of John now.
That's right.
Shave and them send down.
Them, and send them to me so we can make our chims.
I wanted to give an update on that coin that I was talking about a couple of weeks ago, Bowman.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure. It's actually launching. It's actually taking off right now. Let me share it with you. Hold on one second. Here we go. This is today. It's up 45% today. And this is at $800,000 market cap. I think this is going to go to at least 10 million and beyond. It's on the Base chain, and everybody's using Coinbase. All the normies use Coinbase, so it's going to be bought up. Also, Grippy, I talk.
Though, right?
It's on. It's not. It's on the Coinbase Dex app that they have now, but okay. It's not on Coinbase officially.
Got it.
This is Zora. This is officially on Coinbase. This is a. It's like an influencer's like a launch pad, like for different kind of content. It's starting to take off. It's had $500 million market cap, and it could run to $20 billion. I mean, we have 3 more months, I would say, left of the bull run, and we're just getting out.
Bobby, like, do you know anything about this? Like, is it just a coin where you're like looking at like, you know, market caps and stuff like that? Or is this a company behind it that you have something to do like or know about?
No, I've been following. Zora's backed by Coinbase. They're backed by Brian Armstrong, who owns Coinbase. It's actually a really legit coin. Grippy is more of a meme coin. Bowman is more of a meme coin. But there's a lot of money in meme coins. A lot of money in meme coins.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you changing different screens? Because it's still the Bomet one is up. Were you showing the other coins that you were talking about?
Oh yeah, I was. I was showing Grippy. Hold on, let me show Grippy again.
Grippy. Speaking of ladies, get
Grippy,
a Grippy
just
on my
took
dump.
A little dip, but it was up to like one.
Just
it
took a dippy.
It's up to 0014. Now it's at 00094. I mean, they're doing good, you know. The market's been shit the past month, so.
Yeah.
I think November, December, and January, we're going to see a real explosion in crypto. We're going to see a lot of money. Also, you look at the gold prices are going up. Silver prices are going up. People are going to look for other assets to put that money into. And I think they're going to put it into, you know, assets like crypto. So
how do we start a coin here? What do we have to do to start one?
I mean, it's easy. They have many platforms where you could start a coin. I mean, if we're serious about it, we could do it. We could do it, definitely.
The gracious 2 cents. Definitely. 1 penny gets you two. I like it. Go. I like it a lot. The hey penny. Yeah, and you could spend the gracious coin on buying gracious 2 members. Bobby is on sale for 50,000 gracious 2 cents coins.
Got it.
Set the valuation.
Like
go,
it.
Baby, go.
Yeah.
Dude, some of my favorite videos I've been watching is just people getting hurt. You know, falling and all that stuff. Those are fun.
Some of them are fun. Some are like, ooh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Jesus, God. Ugh.
Yeah. Like when they fall and like the head bounces off the sidewalk. I'm like, oh, that's not too good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I DM'd Chad Gracie my phone number a while ago. It's okay if you don't feel ready to call me. After all you've been through, I would like to confirm you saw it live.
I did see it, Karen. So.
We can neither confirm nor deny. We only get tit pick. So if there wasn't a tit pick in there, he did not get it.
but her new hero, Spencer Pratt. I like Spencer too. I've been following him. He's tearing up freaking. He's ripping a new asshole into fucking Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, as it should be.
Yep.
People are inept. But you know what they do? They talk real good.
Rubber.
The devil has a slick tongue, but they do nothing for you. It's freaking insane, dude.
Spencer Pratt has the same beard stylings as Bobby, so we're in good company.
This is true. Mm-hmm.
Him and Spence, baby. Now, when are you going
to
get us?
But he's not married to Heidi Montag.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Oh, I got to put this up. This is funny.
I wonder if Heidi's going to get one of those Merkins.
No way, dude. No way. I think she hates Kim. I think this is funny. Let me put this up real quick. See if this is what I think it is. But dun dun dun. Can y'all see?
And if you really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16.
This is funny. You need an F-16 if you want to worry about the government.
That's funny. All right, yeah.
Come on, man.
Don't mess with the women of America unless you want to get a benefit.
What?
Come on, man.
4 years of this fucking
buy
guy.
A shotgun.
Buy a shotgun. And that's old, Joe. That's old.
If you don't
vote
for me, you ain't black. Play that one.
I don't know if it's on here, but let's see.
Come on, man.
If you know that 28 out of every high school students is Latino.
Really?
What?
28.
He just
out of
said
every.
The stupidest shit.
And they would just wave this off like, oh no, he's just stuttering and it's just, yeah.
Come on, man.
Don't worry about it. Oh my God.
Come on, man.
More than half of the women in my administration are women.
More than half the women in his administration are women. Wow.
As opposed to
that?
Not, as opposed to trans women? I mean, what do you mean?
I was just
going to
say, he might
about?
Be right there. Maybe the other are trans.
Yeah, right. Well, you had the health secretary.
Come on, man.
True.
We went for two reasons. One, to...
one, two, Oh.
Come on, man.
Let's talk about everybody being able to, no matter what your age, go out and be able to purchase cocaine. What do you think about that idea?
Yes, I love it. I'm in.
Come on, man. Donald, this is president. Come on, man.
Donald Trump's presidency. Guess what?
Uh-oh.
You know.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man.
By the way,
this is I was playing it just for this dude.
He accuses
Elton of like causing AIDS. This is so funny. He's like,
the only reason,
this is hysterical. And wait till you see Elton's face. He's like, what?
It's all his fault that we're spending $6 billion in taxpayer money this month to help AIDS, fight HIV AIDS.
It's all his fault.
What? I mean, imagine if Trump fucking said that. Imagine if Trump said that.
God. Oh, God.
Crazy.
They burned
Dude. It's just insane. Like, that's... Like, we played the George Bushisms, which is funny, but dude, he's got his highlight reel. Biden's is crazy, dude. And then they do these voiceover ones where it's like they're pretending like to talk to him in his ear. They're like, keep going, Joe, and then stop right there.
Yeah,
he just keeps. Those are fucking great.
Do they have any of those for Trump? Because Trump says some funny ass shit too sometimes, man. I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, but him, you're laughing with. You're not laughing at. Like, you're laughing at Biden here.
Well, true. Trump, yeah, and Bush. Yeah, yeah.
Trump, you're like, this motherfucker's funny, and he's, like, trying to be funny. You know? Like, there's really not mistakes type of deal. Like, he's just fucking saying it like it is. It's tough to count.
If we could survive, four years with Biden, we could survive anything.
Yeah, well. I don't know, 4 years of Kamala? I don't know if we could survive that.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. I'm just saying.
I heard Kamala's going to run with AOC as her VP. I'm like, yes, put that shit up. Let's go. I mean, let's have
Vance. She's done. She's done. She's irrelevant.
I don't know
she's
how irrelevant. She can even say that, or how anyone can even speculate about that. I mean, there was some top Democrat donor after she'd lost and spent over $1 billion losing that was like, the Democrat donor base will never friggin' sponsor her again. Like, they'll never give money to her again. And I hope that's true because she's an idiot.
Yeah, I hope it's true too. But
Sorry, that's what's crazy about Democrats is they keep running these women that Hillary Clinton and then Kamala. It's like, why don't you run someone that actually is not friggin' the devil and or is, you know, fairly coherent and can speak. And then not blame us for being misogynistic and or racist for not voting for them. Okay.
You're right.
It. And now they're gonna run AOC.
Mm-mm-mm.
Fucking I'd like brain to trust see there, baby. Okay. Good job.
I'd like to see that porno parody of Kamala and AOC, brother. Let's go. I mean, that's what they're good for. Do not try to run this country. Just go and scissor each other on camera, and we're cool. That's what you're qualified for. Not fucking running this shit. Leave that to real people that care and have a brain and aren't easily led by, money or whatever, or that made their own money.
They should have. I just saw some man on the street guy, and he was doing all the racist comments that Joe Biden has made, but he didn't tell him who he was interviewing black people. And he's like, "Tell me if this is racist. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black." They're like, "Oh, that's fucking racist."
Yeah.
And they didn't know it came from Joe Biden. There's a couple other ones. It's something he said about Obama. Like, Obama's the first black man that is clean and intelligent or something like that. It's so blatantly fucking racist. And you're like, what? He says that on what's that guy's name? The podcaster,
Charlemagne.
Yeah, Charlemagne the God. He said that on Charlemagne the God show, and Charlemagne just blew it off. Like, put Donald Trump on Charlemagne the God and have him say that to you.
Oh, God.
And Charlemagne the God would lose his friggin' mind to him. But it's like, oh, no, it's a Democrat. So just let it slide. It's okay.
Obama's the first black guy that knows his ABCs and can count to 10. What?
And there were a few others that he said. Oh, he's something. There's one where he's still in. He's a senator, and he's saying, I can't bust my children into a minority schools because they're going into the jungle, and I'm talking about a racial jungle.
Oh my God.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
But Trump's racist. I mean, it's so friggin' crazy what they will let slide on their side.
Oh yeah. I mean, they were before, you know, when it was okay and acceptable to be racist, they were fucking racist as hell. When it was acceptable to be against gays and gay marriage, they were fucking completely against it.
They're still racist. It's just veiled in this bullshit.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like we know their true thoughts because they were out there when it was acceptable to think like that. I mean, not that it ever was, but in the zeitgeist, it kind of was. And, you know, they were openly
Go up to a liberal on the street and ask them why we need voter ID to vote. And they'll be like, well, it's because black people can't get licenses to vote.
Duh.
Like they'll say that kind of shit. They don't know what computers are. They don't know how to go to the DMV and get a license. What?
Crazy.
Like what?
Yeah.
It comes out of their mouths like no problem. And they don't realize that they're the real racist. It's friggin' wild, man.
Duh, you need an address to get a license, and they're all homeless. Oh.
Exactly. Let's say that. Oh, yeah. That's so wild.
You need a job to vote, and none of them have jobs. Oh.
Well, let's gerrymander your race, your majority-minority district. Put them all in one district, so they have to vote Democrat. That's not
but
racist.
But how racist is that? Like, just so you have districts from all over the state or whatever? And then you're just putting them all together.
They draw them together, yeah. So there's a black district here and a black district here. They'll draw a big line between them. Go look at a freaking gerrymander map by the Democrats. It's
no way,
insane.
Dude.
It's all majority. The reason that they're bringing this up to the Supreme Court because there's a big case in Louisiana that's gone to the Supreme Court because of this very thing. It's like you can't if you won't have an all white district. Why would you have an all black district?
Because
it's racist.
Right.
Period. Period. End of story. And that's what the Democrats have done. They gerrymandered the shit out of all these majority-minority districts over the last 20 years. And that's how they have a voter base.
I'm pissed off that gerrymandering is even in my fucking vocabulary. I should not even have to think about fucking gerrymandering. God damn it. What happened to this awesome world we once lived in that is just fucking... You need to know shit nowadays, like late 80s, early 90s.
Stuff.
Yeah, man. Ignorance was bliss. You're like, all right, all good. No matter what's going on, they got America's interest, you know, best interest in heart. I don't need to worry about anything. Now it's like, motherfucker, you better pay attention and know what fuck is going on because
let in millions of Muslims and have a fucking socialist mayor in New York City. Like, just you got to pay attention nowadays. Are you going to end up friggin' with Sharia law up your ass?
And how dumb for them. Like, they could have just had us all keep going blindly. Yeah, we're all good. But they just had to keep pushing, going too far, getting their own agendas, trying to get their agendas accomplished. And if they just slowed their roll, like, it would have just kept going on. We would have known no better. There probably wouldn't have been a Trump in 2016, but they just had to fucking push it too far.
People would have slept through it. Yeah, people would have slept through it. Yeah,
definitely. I'm pissed off. I have one thing.
I want to show before we leave. Before we call it a show, just shows like that. You know, I have my face of humanity is getting back up there. This is a little shot of this lady, she's trying to commit suicide, right?
Yeah.
So listen to this. A woman was about to take her life, and then Hope shows up. 13 truckers got a call at 1 a.m. The other line simply said, park your trucks under this bridge and don't move. Most didn't ask why. They just came. No hesitation, just love and action. It was after midnight on April 24, 2018, when Michigan State Police received a call that stopped Lieutenant Mike Hart. Shaw's heart. A woman was standing on the edge of a bridge over Interstate 696 in Detroit, contemplating the unthinkable. The freeway below was dark. The drop was fatal, and she'll have minutes to make a decision. He grabbed his radio and did something that has never been done before. He called the truckers. Within minutes, headlights pierced the darkness. One by one, 13 semi-trucks rolled in position across every lane on the highway, parking side by side, forming a wall of steel and hope beneath the bridge. They created a safety net, not a rope of fabric.
From what I see, I mean, it looks like the fall is about 25 feet. Like, I don't think she was going to die from that. I mean, that don't look too high to me. It seems like she would have.
That's a fall, bro. From here.
I mean, I feel like you're going to break a leg. I don't think you're going to die. I don't know about that, dude. I've jumped pretty high.
Into grass. Still, it's pretty cool that they that.
I got a ruined story, John.
Yeah.
Truck saved her life.
I guess. Hey,
God
whatever.
Damn it, bringing your practicalness into this. Fuck off.
Well, I feel like they just caused more of an issue, bro. Let the bitch jump, die, and then traffic could keep moving. Now we got to fucking sit here while these.
But the end blocking. Of the story was she jumped and fell between the trucks and got crushed.
Yes.
She's dead. I'm just.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
And she's a paraplegic. And she's suing the truckers that were there to save her.
She ripped
That's
off
America's
her legs
story.
And now she needs a Merkin.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Kim, and she's blaming the Democrats. Somehow it's Trump's fault. I mean, Trump did it. All right, there. Bobby, anything for the audience?
Nah, just keep watching. Love you all. Thank you.
There you go. The one and only Bobby. Yeah, man. Please share, like, subscribe, follow, share, like, subscribe, follow. Yeah, just share. We don't even
comment.
Care if you like. Comment, yes.
Put some damn comments under there, please.
Sharing is caring, folks. Remember that, and we want you to share the shit out of this show. Voice of the people, let me put them back up on. I have to take the graphic off every now and again because it fucks up some other orientations. But there they are, Voice of the People, Radio and TV Network, folks. Go check them out, VOPUSARadio.com, I think. It's always in the description of the show, that link, if you want to click. I'll put up our sponsors one more time if you
folks
want to.
Put them up, baby.
Yeah, baby. Scan that QR code, bring you access to all of them. Old Glory, Eric Javits, and Good Feels. We're working on some others for you, but these are the ones that tickled our fancy right off of the bat. And then for folks listening to any of our shows that have commercials in it, those are not by Chad or me. Those are just advertisers that advertise like with other, you know, Apple iTunes, Spotify, whatever. It's all them picking. These are the ones that you hear live reads or stuff that we post that are actual sponsors that we align with. So if you see something for like, I don't know, whatever. That's not us.
We're not selling Kim Kardashian Merkins, okay?
Yet is the key.
Not yet.
Yep.
We're trying to get her as a sponsor.
Yeah. Chims. If not, we're starting Chims and we're going after her business. So, Kim,
I'm going to wear one option. Right here, right on my face.
The new mask, the new COVID-19 mask. Yes. It's like, oh, your mask is tickling your
nose. I'll wear it upside down so it's like this.
There you go. There you go. The bigger part covering, yeah. Yemma. Alrighty then. Another gracious Tuesday. Thank you, folks.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Later, Gators.